Besiata Dishmaya Adonais Vosai Tiftach Ufia Gid Tehila Secha. We've been discussing how when it comes to Emunah and Bitachon, we want to try understand what Hashem's perspective is, which is ultimately the only truth that we can rely on. Hashem teaches us His perspective via the many Torah sources that we have available to us. We discussed the frighteningly powerful words of the Vilna Gaon, who teaches us that although there are countless Torah sources highlighting the importance to stay away from even the slightest sin, nevertheless, the Vilna Gaon writes that Bitachon is so important that if one had to choose between one of two options, either a life free of sin, but also a life without Bitachon, or alternatively, a life of severe transgressions, but however coupled by a life lived according to the values of Bitachon, one would be obligated to choose the latter, because although staying away from sin is of paramount importance, nevertheless, a life of Bitachon is even more important than that. Another incredible resource that we're going to be exploring in our journey of Bitachon is the fantastic essay of the Beis Halevi on Bitachon. I highly recommend anyone who's able to get a copy of the art scroll Beis Halevi on Bitachon, authored by Rabbi David Satton, which has been written incredibly clearly and easy to understand for all levels. The Beis Halevi opens the first chapter with the following words. The obligation of Bitachon appears in many verses in the Torah, too many to count. And if one lacks Bitachon, it is regarded as a great sin. Now, firstly, what we see from the statement of the Beis Halevi is that he didn't even deem it necessary to quote the source of what the obligation to have Bitachon is in the Torah, because it is such an obvious preface and foundation to a life of Torah and mitzvahs itself. If one is interested in the exact sources, again, this incredible book has many fantastic appendixes at the back. And in the first appendix, Rabbi Satton discusses the many different sources offered by the commentaries as to what exactly the source for the obligation of Bitachon is. It is also important to highlight these very potent words of the Beis Halevi. Let us remind ourselves that Torah commentaries were very careful with the words that they used, because the slightest misrepresentation could lead readers to making vital mistakes. The Beis Halevi specifically chose the words that if one lacks Bitachon, it is regarded as an Aveira Gedoila, a great sin. Remember, the only true perspective that we have is what the Torah teaches us. There are many pluses and benefits that we receive from living a life of Bitachon that Bezrat Hashem will explore together as we move further into Bitachon. However, here, the Torah commentaries are highlighting to us that it is a great sin to not live by the values of Bitachon. Hashem, my Father, please will you help me to find the right resources for me to learn exactly what it means to live a life of Bitachon. And please, Hashem, help me to be able to take the things that I learn and apply them in a practical way. And Bezrat Hashem, be successful in my endeavor to live a life of true Bitachon. Thank you so much, Hashem, for teaching me exactly what my purpose is in this world, and that ultimately the way to achieve my reward in eternity in Olam Haba is by making every effort to excel in my Emunah and Bitachon. Obviously, Hashem, if this is the main reason that you created me for, it makes sense to me that this needs to be the highest priority in my life, because it's obviously not something that can just come without making a real effort to excel in this area. Hashem, I know that it's one thing to know the concepts of Emunah and Bitachon, but as the Torah sources teach us, it's something completely different to be able to take those concepts and sincerely internalize them and live by their values throughout all of the happenings in my life. Please, Hashem, will you help me to be successful in all of the areas of my journey to excel in Emunah and Bitachon.